You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you ever want to text the Junkies text line is brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender is what they are, in case you're wondering.
Trying to thank my guy, Dr. Mora, just called me.
Yep, he was just on the phone during the break.
I had to give him my my pharmacy number so I can get my antibiotic for my tooth. And then I'll get the, I'll have to make an appointment to get my tooth extracted. I don't know.
Very good.
Next 10 days
Yank
or so.
That thing out of your mouth.
I need to get this poisonous bastard out of my mouth.
Yeah.
It never felt right just staying back there. He said, you deal with it whenever you want to. So, of course, I kicked the can down the road.
Sure.
But now I got it. And it's come to a point, Cakes. It's come to a point. It's got to go. All right, let me tell you what's going on.
You'll be a much happier person after it's done.
I think so. The entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website. BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. Will help me out. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. Don't forget, we got Gavin Dawson coming up next. He's the host on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Yep.
And then, of course, Virginia Tech. They've got a big game. Did you say is it Sunday?
Sunday at 3.
Sunday, 3
Sunday
p.m.
at 3. Yeah.
There's only two games on Sunday. That's the first of the two. Second one's Notre Dame-Miami, so it's a good day to watch some college football.
And so we got Bill Roth, who we always have on.
This is a big year for Tech. Big. Big. Well, who's especially on, for a Pry.
Who do you think is on a bigger, it's dicier for Pry or for Lox? Pry. Probably Pry, because the expectations are higher.
I think expectations, yeah. But I don't know. It could be pretty equal. But the fact that Lox was talking about, they can spend some more money on their roster is big for them. Problem with Pry and the Virginia Tech, I know we're kind of going off chart here, but they really didn't have that NIL, those possibilities.
Yeah.
That could compete with other big schools like the SEC and the Big Ten.
Need some donors to step up.
They don't have those big, big money donors and like a lot of these other schools. But now the school can start spreading the money out a little bit and paying the players.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps.
All right. This is entertainment related. It's sports related. But hey. ESPN broadcast. That's entertainment, right, Cakes? They have announced that Doris Burke is going to be replaced by our guy Tim Legler as the number one broadcast team on ESPN.
So Legs and who else?
Mike Breen, I think.
Breen does the play-by-play.
All right. Yeah, and Richard Jefferson. ESPN is replacing Doris Burke with Tim Legler.
Because?
I don't know. She was on the finals for ESPN each of the last two seasons.
She was criticized a lot. I can't remember the specifics, but a lot of people were criticizing Burke this season.
They say she could end up being on ESPN's number two broadcast team, and they are discussing an extension. Of course, they parted ways with Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson back in 2023 and initially replaced them with Doc Rivers and J.J. Redick. But both those guys became head coaches in 2024.
And we haven't had Legs on in a while. Remember, we used to have him on the reg.
He's too big a star now.
He's a big dude now.
He's big time.
Too big a star.
Well, good for him.
Valdez, this is kind of incomplete, but you have a picture here of, I guess, after they honored Lee Corso.
Yeah, so Lee Corso, I guess, is flying. He's not going to be at game day on week one, is he? But anyways, I would think. Well, he's.
But
I think
know,
he might be.
It's like his send off, isn't it? He's not going to be there.
I think he is flying there. So okay. He's flying to game day.
All right.
And he's sitting in the terminal. He's flying like Delta.
Oh, is that where this is? This is the terminal at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's waiting for his flight or waiting for boarding for Delta or American or Southwest, whatever. And then, Kirk Minahan, right?
No, Kirk Herbstreit.
And I know, but Kirk Minahan tweeted that Kirk Herbstreit flies private with his dog.
Right.
And then and Lee Corso, that elderly gentleman that everyone loves.
Yeah. Has to go through security.
Is with the steerage flying Frontier.
Yeah, there's no room on the private jet for Lee Corso.
Kirk Herbstreit's golden doodle gets to be flown around in a private jet while Lee Corso, an American treasure.
Herbstreit's a star.
You know, is getting patted down.
Yeah. Poor Lee Corso.
Does he live in Florida?
I have no idea.
Lee?
Yeah, I thought he lived in Florida.
That's you guys are donks. Kirk Herbstreit does his map every single weekend where he shows you where he's flying to and why he has to fly private. He does a game on Saturday night in a different city.
He's a busy man.
Lee Corso could take a train home. Nobody cares.
I just say just trying to treat him nicely.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, you don't think he's worthy of a private flight maybe for his
last
flight?
He's not the only guy.
Herbstreit is going from Thursday night football to game day to the Saturday night game. Yeah, he has to fly private.
All those guys fly private. You think McAfee doesn't fly private? They all fly private.
I would assume.
But not, obviously not Corso for this one week.
Yeah.
This guy's never flown private. Sure. I know somebody else in this room has flown private.
Yep.
Right across the table.
Corso's metal hip just going off nonstop.
His money metal hip. on Lee Corso coaching at Maryland back in the day.
Sure I sleep.
You sleep a little bit.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they had their first date night together post-engagement. Do you know where they were, Cakes?
I believe they went to the Cincy, Nebraska game.
They were there. They were sitting there in the box.
Oh, because is he from Cincy?
Well, he played at Cincinnati. Yeah,
I know, but is he also from?
I don't know where he's
from. Yeah, he's from Ohio.
Yeah, he's from somewhere around there.
They say Swift was spotted wearing a sweater vest and a mini denim skirt paired with knee-high white boots. You'd be size lurch. She was seen flashing her engagement ring while she drank from a cup. Every time you see Taylor Swift now, she's boozing. You notice that? Because she's always at games.
She's enjoying herself.
She's always at games.
Who doesn't like to have a drink at a game?
You don't know what's in the cup.
What do you think is in the cup?
Probably a drink.
You think I got Arnold Palmer or something? I doubt it.
Hey, if I'm a sweet, I generally have a drink in my hand. Not hating.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Bickle hates.
I'm not hating.
He doesn't drink anymore.
No, I drink. I haven't had a drink in a while, but I'm gonna drink this weekend. Because I'm going to the Nats game. I'll probably have three drinks and be obliterated.
Is this the first time you've had a drink since July 1st? Or
No. Because remember, I had two drinks after my 76.
Oh, okay.
Although Valdez yesterday shot 76. So props to Valdez.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Nice score.
I mean, he does that. Could have
been better. Could have been better. Had five birdies and shot 76.
That's why golf sucks.
Hey, that's golf.
That's why golf sucks that you said that the pro said that to your daughter. That's the hell. But, that he had a 76 and he's could have been better.
When Meg first started taking, she took her first lesson. He said, wow, you're really advanced. He said, welcome to hell. And that's what it is. It's a lifetime of hell.
It's very frustrating.
What else? Oh, so they're coming out with some more details. Obviously, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce now, if they actually do consummate, get married, et cetera, Cakes, do you know what their combined estimated net worth is?
Well, I mean, she's worth $1 billion, and he's probably worth close to $100 million.
I was gonna say
I'm going to say 1.25 billion is a good number.
I don't know what the breakdown is. But they're saying a combined $1.67 billion.
Wow.
So he's probably worth more than $100 million. Who knows?
Impressive.
They're saying he's raked in $190 million from things off the football field. He's earned $111 million from football.
So he's raked in $190 million off field from his podcast and from like garage beer and
yes.
other endorsements.
Is he State Farm?
I don't know if he's on State Farm commercials or not.
I think he was on State Farm.
There,
I think
there was
right.
a period,
Chunky Soup.
There was a period of time when he was in every single commercial,
that
I feel
true.
Like, they in a 2 year span.
Kelsey's had quite a run.
He's got a bunch, yeah.
Now, they're still saying, even though he's made like almost $200 million off the field and $100 million on the field, they're still estimating his net worth to be $70 million. So, I don't know, with taxes and what you spend and everything else, who
he's
knows?
He's basically poor compared to Taylor Swift.
But they're saying that they're obviously they're going to have a prenup, right, to protect assets. But the prenup could have more than just a financial aspect to it. Because Swift has been so private and they're both so public, they could have a policy that ensures privacy in the event of a divorce.
Okay.
Such as precluding any disparaging social media posts or interviews. Or how about songs?
Yeah, well, yeah. If I'm right. If I'm Travis Kelce, that definitely has to be in the mix.
Right.
Because I don't need a double album from Taylor Swift raking me over the coals for being a bad husband / boyfriend.
Right.
That's the last thing I need.
And you think that's going to happen?
Just
because
ask Jake Gyllenhaal. Ask Tom Hiddleston.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Harry Styles.
John Mayer.
There's a 0% chance. I'll bet my entire net worth that they don't live happily ever after. There's no chance.
He's
definitely heading for divorce.
Can I only put $5 up and you put up your entire net worth?
Yes. My net worth is not what it once was, but it's, yeah.
I like that.
Still
life.
Somewhat
That's
significant.
It's a lifelong sweat.
Yeah, they're not going to live happily ever after. I mean, there's no chance. No one thinks that.
I mean, there's a chance. There's certainly a chance.
Do you really think that? Like a
I mean,
realistic,
some celebrity couples do
you
last.
Do you really think that?
I don't.
Well, you said a chance. I'll give it a 10% chance. 20% chance.
Why do you think they're going to divorce? Why are you so headstrong on this?
Just wait. They're just way too popular. It's just
they're too
just
famous.
Just the spotlight.
Just too famous. Mm-hmm. Just too
well,
famous,
first
yeah.
of all, 50% of all couples end in divorce anyway.
Right.
And then that percentage has to be much higher for entertainment couples.
Right.
It's got to be.
For sure.
Hey, I'd take you up.
I don't know if it's 100% though. It's got to be.
I'd take you up on that.
My net worth.
I guess mine's so nubby. It's worth a shot.
No, it's not worth it.
Didn't you make a small wager on that?
With something? We tripled down, but I don't know. There's it's a lifelong.
No,
bet.
I think I just paid you.
Oh, okay. Right, you didn't want to triple down.
No, I didn't want to triple. I just pay. Take my L. I guess is this true, Frankie Muniz? And he's famous for Malcolm in the Middle, right? And I know
that's
he's always,
pretty much it.
Yeah, I know he's always been involved in like racing and celebrity racing and stuff. But does he actually have a real sort of NASCAR career?
Is he on one of the under series? I think he was maybe. Now I'm guessing. I think he was in like the Craftsman Truck Series. Maybe,
yeah, I think he might be. Well, apparently he still is because they say he had a freak backyard incident that's going to sideline him for maybe 6 to 8 weeks at least. You know what he was doing?
I don't know.
He was on a ladder.
Oh, see?
Be careful.
Yeah.
Fell, replacing the batteries on his Ring camera in his backyard.
Okay.
And I guess he took a fall.
Ooh.
He says, "You next time, read the warning. It says, do not sit or stand on the top step."
Oh, yeah. If you get to the ladder, if you're on an 8-foot ladder, that top step, definitely no-no. But the next one down also.
That's also a no-no.
There's definitely a sign on it that says, you're a big donk if you step
because
on this. Because you're going to. It's too wobbly.
Yeah, it's too wobbly.
It's wobbly, but I do it every year for our Christmas tree.
I'm going to probably go down at some point.
Yeah. It's too high up.
You're going to be the next Malcolm
Christmas tree's like to get the star and to get everything up at the top.
Ebenezer over there. Buy a bigger ladder.
Yeah.
$100 ladder. Your life is worth a
Or a smaller
ladder.
Tree.
A smaller tree might
smaller
be the play.
Tree might be the move.
By the way, the middle greater than sign Malcolm in the middle.
Is that the one that had the really little guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Brick.
But I don't know his real name. Axel's is just
Axel's
hysterical.
Very funny.
Yeah.
The Sphere in Las
Such
Vegas cakes. I guess they're
the story's for cakes.
Right. It is okay.
So are they all done with the Backstreet Boys or whatever that was?
Or they still just have? That? Or they have
different acts?
Yeah, different acts.
Okay, I guess they're gonna have a premiere of the Wizard of Oz.
An immersive Sphere experience for the Wizard of Oz.
I get sliced. I don't know if I'm willing to travel out to
Vegas.
Did
you fly out for
to see an immersive
Wizard
of Oz? Aren't
you a huge Wizard of Oz stan?
Well, it's a top five movie of all time. If you think otherwise, you're a crazy person.
I mean, wasn't it? When was it made?
Like 1939.
Yeah, I can't watch a 1939 movie.
It's only a legendary movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But
you know what Dorothy walked down, right?
Do I know what she walked
followed?
Down?
Follow the rainbow. Blank, blank, blank.
The rainbow.
No.
Follow the yellow brick road.
You're
kidding.
Yellow brick road. Got it.
You ever go down the Wizard of Oz wormhole?
No. Not really, no.
What about like all the way they died and stuff?
Yeah, how they use asbestos for the snow.
Right.
And how all of them ended up getting cancer.
Right. Oh, terrible.
Not great.
How a guy hanged himself in the back.
I didn't know all these things.
Yeah.
Why are you raining on my Wizard of Oz free?
It's a fun wormhole to go down.
Okay. If you say so.
Everybody killing himself.
And finally, last but not least, man, make sure your parents are you know, I don't know, maybe your aunt and uncles or whatever, they're not falling prey to this, Cakes. A woman was scammed out of more than $81,000 after being sent AI-generated videos of a General Hospital star. No. I don't know. I guess
you guys are big General Hospital marks. You guys might be shipping your chips to some AI.
Yeah, but I haven't watched since Luke and Laura.
Okay, that's true.
According to the police report, this woman, who's been, by the way, shocker, diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That's a real serious thing, you know, when you go on these, when you get on the manic phase mm-hmm. of a bipolar thing. That's no joke. Mm-hmm. I assume she was in the manic phase here. She sent over $81,000 in prepaid gift cards, cash, Bitcoin, and she sold her condo.
Oh, man.
And sent all the dough to
a hologram.
To the scammer.
To McDreamy.
Yeah. You can't sell your Bitcoin. That's the last thing you sell.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to hold.
Yeah, you're a hodler. Hold on for dear life.
You got to hold
on, baby.
Coming up next, we'll connect with Gavin Dawson. He's the host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. We'll get the Cowboys' reaction to the Micah Parsons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Deal. We are less than a week away from the start of the NFL season. And of course, he had a major trade yesterday. Micah Parsons goes to the Green Bay Packers. Been talking a lot about that today. You can vote at Junks Radio on our poll today. Most people believe that the Packers won the deal. You get the superstar. Now, ESPN pointed out there have been other deals like this. Khalil Mack was traded to the Chargers.
Was it from the Raiders to the Bears or from the Raiders to the Bears?
I thought it was Chargers-Bears that were the two teams involved.
Maybe it was Chargers-Bears, yeah. Definitely Bears. But
And
he was traded for two first-rounders, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it's not unprecedented. I think Jalen Ramsey, same thing. But huge deal. And joining us right now to give us kind of the Cowboys perspective is Gavin Dawson, host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Hey, Gavin.
Yeah.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. You know, we dealt with the Terry McLaurin hold in for weeks and weeks and really months. You've been dealing with this Micah thing, though, seems like for well over a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I mean, there is a sense of a relief that they decided to move on. I don't think anybody really thought this was, you know, possible that the Cowboys would move on from a superstar player. Mm-hmm. You know, they really haven't. So that was a big surprise. And maybe, you know, a change. You guys were just talking about the Steelers and how GM Omar Khan has sort of shifted his philosophy on team building for, you know, a really landmark franchise for the NFL that maybe was stuck in the past with team building. And we're kind of, you know, if you're looking for a silver lining here with the Cowboys, it's that, you know, maybe this symbolizes a change in philosophy and hopefully that can get them closer to, you know, getting some postseason success again.
Gavin, you tweeted 2 days ago that Cowboys fans have become so hell-bent on blaming Jerry for everything that they fail to see a player betraying the star and turning his back on the organization. So are you team Jerry or are you team Micah? Like, you seem kind of torn here, like in the middle. Like, where's, you know, like, if you had to pick a side, which side do you pick here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's so tough. I've tried to do my best to evaluate each subject's participation, you know, in this negotiation. And I think it's really hard to be totally team Jerry because of some of his, you know, horrible decisions and, you know, personal life immorality over the years. It's just like, I would never want to be a guy that's identified as pro Jerry. But for me, once a holdout goes into, I'm withholding from the team. You know, these guys have legacies on the line. Their jobs are on the line. He was laying down on the training table in the third preseason mm-hmm. game while some of his teammates are fighting for their careers.
Yeah, that looks bad. That looks bad.
Yeah. And the organization did not appreciate that at all. Right. But, you know, the big thing for me, the big impetus for that tweet was he was flying out of DFW to find a doctor who would you know, essentially fudge a medical report that he was actually hurt so he could still get paid while holding out. And I just thought, wow, that's borderline criminal. Like, if this was an insurance claim, he could be going to jail for fraud. You know, basically what he and his agent were trying to set up, what Jalen Ramsey did in 2019 with the Jaguars. So I just thought, you know, ethically, I have a major problem with that. And just as a teammate, I don't think I'd want him back in the locker room. Now, this comes after years of insider reporting and just the kind of whispers you hear that, You know, he's not a big social guy in the locker room. He's not somebody that has friends. He never wanted to be at OTAs. He didn't want to practice. Like, really laying on the training table was a visual representation of how Micah Parsons had looked at, like, working and being involved with teammates pretty much since he got here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, I mean, there's probably guys like that on a lot of teams, right? But the fact that
Jerry was a stud.
He was a stud, no doubt. I'm sure he's not a great guy. But Jerry, if you believe the reports, Jerry was still willing to pay him a lot of money back in the spring when he was just dealing with Micah. He wasn't dealing with the agent. So do you think so he definitely would have paid him, you know? I mean, it might have been $5 or $7 million less than what he's getting now per year. I don't know what the numbers are, but he was willing to keep him. Do you think now that he's gone and you're getting the two first rounders and a player? Okay, you're not getting a player of Parsons' talent, obviously, but do you think that they are better off down the road, or is this going to come back to haunt them?
I mean, they're not better off for this year.
I think their
floor for this year could go all the way down to 4 or 5 wins.
Wow.
Their run defense is atrocious. Now they can't play pass defense. They can't run the ball. They're basically hoping Dak, Pickens, and Lamb can throw them for enough points to keep them in games.
Wow.
But long term, I guess the sell would be like, you know, could you imagine using these two first round picks along with your top 10 pick to move up and take Arch Manning? You know, could this be a generational type of trade that sets up something else that's coming months later? And in the end, we'll look at it similar to moving on from Herschel Walker, but you got this payoff. Could you use these picks immediately to address your run defense or your lack of depth at cornerback? Like, could you make trades? And now you have this cap space. But I think more importantly than that, here's where I think this could be a moment that changes and ultimately ends up with this franchise being better. It's that, you know, Brian Schottenheimer is explaining to the Jones family how football has evolved over the last decade, how much more important the running game and run defense is, you know, implementing some of the stuff that's been going on in San Francisco with the Rams and the 49ers. And, you know, when it comes to modernizing offense, to create deception, to create motion before and, you know, immediately following the snap to keep the defense thinking instead of just, you know, being predictable. What I'm getting at is Brian Schottenheimer is basically educating the Cowboys front office or ownership group and the Joneses of what modern trends are. And for the last 15 years with Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy, the NFL has been evolving quickly, and they've been stuck in the 90s with their Coryell offense or their West Coast offense and not really paying attention. So, you know, the idea that you have to be able to stop the run, you're heavy at pass rush. The Cowboys have treated the draft like they're prospecting for highlights. You know, we want big play guys, we want jersey sales, we want Sports Center top 10 plays, and the game has evolved back into much more trench warfare. So if you're looking for a positive spin from a Cowboys perspective, it's that, you know, they're going to actually look at trying to build a balanced defense now instead of just one that can hunt quarterbacks and take the ball away.
We're joined by Gavin Dawson, host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He's on the Rude Guest Hotline. So how troubling is this image of Jerry Jones trying to circumvent agents and trying to deal with players directly and trying to get deals done without the agent being present? We know that was a big sticking point with Micah Parsons. Is this something that's popped up in the past? Is this like a one-time outlier? Is that going to be an issue as far as like attracting free agents to Dallas in the future?
No, this is what he wants to do. You know, he wants to build relationships with players and see if he can talk them into the idea of, hey, we're partners in this and you're going to be a Cowboy for life. And, you know, we need some team friendly help for you, maybe on the years or, you know, what kind of options you can give us in the back half of this contract. And, you know, it's something that's worked really well for him in the past when he has good relationships. I think his problem here, as he explained it last night, was he and Parsons were going through this negotiation over a multi-day period. Micah was able to consult with his agent while they were talking in between their meetings. And he feels like they negotiated a deal And then Mulligetta came in and said, okay, that's the new starting point for our negotiations. And that, you know, really rankled Jerry. I think Mulligetta has a history of negotiating very tough and very clever. And could you call it dirty negotiation? Sure. But inside of a negotiation, I think, you know, all bets are off and no holds are barred. So, you know, the Cowboys want to do things that way. Jerry mentioned last night that he's already touched bases with Mulligetta, and they understand it's a business and it's a game, and they don't anticipate this is going to, you know, impact future deals. But, you know, I think the thing that's interesting with the Cowboys is maybe they've drawn a line in the sand that we want players that want to be here and appreciate the opportunity and the visibility of being on America's team. And if you really want to hold our feet to the fire and negotiate that hard, and, you know, possibly fake an injury to still get paid while you're holding out, then that's a pretty clear sign that you don't want to be a Cowboy. And, you know, after all the money they pushed back with Dak and then putting his contract at $60 million, like, they're legitimately in cap hell. So I think that's another part of this decision-making, was just that financially they need to find players that will give them team-friendly deals so they can get enough good players to compete. And with Micah, you know, looking for what he did, they were going to be so top-heavy. I mean, they're already looking at trying to find undrafted free agents that have been cut from other teams to be starters.
Wow.
Just because of how top-heavy they are.
So, yeah. Man, you feel like this team is a 500 team at best. Or not 500, maybe 8-win team at best this year, it sounds like. I wanted to ask you about Dak. Dak's now in year 10, making $1 billion. He might not have been a huge disappointment just in terms of regular season stats, but his postseason numbers are atrocious. He's won 2 playoff games in 9 years. How do Cowboys fans feel about Dak at this point, and with all the money he makes and all of the disappointment after, you know, 12 win seasons for 3 straight years, and you just can't win big playoff games with Dak?
You know, I would say over this decade, at the beginning, it was maybe 85%. Hey, Dak can do this. Wow, I can't believe we found a Tony Romo succession plan, and this guy can run. And then, you know, you took your legs away from him about 5 years ago there with the injury, and I think that caused quite a few people. But there, I would say it's flipped now, that maybe there's 20% of people that still really believe, hey, Dak Prescott's the guy. You know, they're dug in, they're truthers. I'm sure every market deals with players like this, that, you know, some fans just refuse to let go. But I think the majority of people are now sort of convinced that Dak Prescott cannot win a Super Bowl with these Cowboys the way that they team build.
Yeah.
But then the other thing just about his regular season success is, you know, with Washington getting better now, and maybe New York's actually starting to figure some stuff out, and as good as Philadelphia has been, I think it's just the realization that his regular season success was really built on playing in the NFC East during its worst 10-year window that it's ever had. And then the schedule quirks of how things fell for the Cowboys, like in Dak's runner-up MVP year, they never had to play good quarterbacks or good defenses. You know, so they ran up huge stats in the regular season, but it was really a hollow, because other than the early Zeke years and the DeMarco Murray year, like, you could never really run the ball or stop the ball. So, you know, I think it was just fool's gold, and this thing's been built in a house of cards for a long time. And for me, I'm hoping Schottenheimer can help get this thing turned around.
Curious the Dallas perspective then on Washington, because last season they're 7-5, and then they get fortunate enough to play Will Levis, Kenny Pickett, Trey Lance. Some might say that they had a fortunate run, but of course we have Jaden Daniels here and 2 impressive playoff wins. What's the Dallas perspective on Washington?
Well, you know, best coaching staff the last 10 years there in Dan Quinn. I think there's some regret.
No, we
most
lost.
People are, people are sold that, most people are sold.
Nah, we're just going to let him go.
We're losing him.
We'll let him go.
Don't know what happened there in last question.
Tell him thank you, but...
Yep.
Sounded like he was going to give credit to Dan Quinn and think that Washington's fluky.
Yeah, well, give credit to Quinn, but give credit to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I mean
that's the number one guy for reversing your fortunes in the right direction.
I love Dan Quinn, but I think a lot of coaches could coach up number 5.
Yeah.
But Mariota's the one that beat him. in the last week.
Beat who?
Dallas.
The Cowboys.
When they took Jaden out after.
Okay, that's five.
Dallas was dead.
Don't get offended. I'm just saying the Mariota. Cakes got offended.
He had half a percent.
That was weird.
What
by
was weird?
Me or by him?
No. By Cakes. Yeah. That was a valid point.
He took offense to the fact that Mariota threw a game-winning touchdown
pass.
I'm
very sensitive when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Very protective. Almost as protective as his mommy.
That's hard to do.
I'm almost that protective.
You don't need to be.
That's hard to do.
We've been
talking training camp, Odyssey Sports training camp coverage brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Coming up next, we'll talk some college football. Bill Roth, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joins us next here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time to go out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Bill Roth, play-by-play voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Pregame at 1 p.m. on Team 980. Kickoff at 3 p.m. as the Hokies are in Atlanta to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Bill, hello.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you.
Man, it is good to be back with you guys again. It's always... great to visit with you every week, and it's great to start the college football season. What a great weekend. The lineup of games all weekend long is so good.
A lot of great games, a lot of high-profile opponents, and that's the case for the Hokies facing the Gamecocks. Is it weird for the Hokies fan base to root against a guy whose last name is Beamer? Shane Beamer, obviously, at South Carolina, the son of Virginia Tech royalty in Frank Beamer. Is that a weird conflict of interest at all for the Hokies fan base?
A little bit. I know they want to win the game. Mm-hmm. We actually went over to Frank Beamer's house this past week to record a podcast, and we asked him that. I said, how is it going to be for you? And he said he's going to be a little bit happy and a little bit sad regardless of how the game turns out. And I said, yeah, but what about during the game? Mm-hmm. And he told a funny story. He said, if it gets close and there's some big plays happening, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. He's not even going to watch. Right. So for him, it's going to be really hard. But, you know, I think the Hokie fans, here's what we would like. We would like South Carolina to have its greatest season ever this year for Shane and go 11-1.
Well, let's not beat around the bush, Bill. This is a huge year for Coach Pry, the entire staff. I think it's a big year for Whit Babcock. I've said that many times. You know, Coach is 16-21. This is, you know, they go to the bowl game last year, and, you know, a 6-win season for a lot of schools is great to go to a bowl game, but not for Virginia Tech. But again, the NIL thing and the portal have been a very difficult challenge for Virginia Tech as opposed to some other big schools. But they let go of two coordinators. They bring two new coordinators in. You can tell us about your thoughts on these guys, but it comes down to the quarterback, as it does for most schools. Kyron Jones, who did not have a great year last year because of a lot of reasons. Certainly the injury hurt him. But now he's got a new coordinator. He's got different players. How are you feeling specifically about Kyron Jones, their quarterback?
He seems a lot better because his coach is someone who has coached quarterbacks before. Phil Montgomery is Virginia Tech's new offensive coordinator. If you remember the great Baylor teams, RG3, his Heisman Trophy winning season down there, and then the guys who followed Griffin at Baylor, Phil was the offensive coordinator there. They scored a lot of points, really an air raid thing, and they ran 110 plays a game. We're not going to do that. But then Phil went to Tulsa as the head coach. He won. In fact, Frank Beamer's last game as head coach was in the Independence Bowl against Tulsa. And Montgomery was the head coach of Tulsa. The score was like, 59-52, something like that. So this is the first time Drones, at least at Virginia Tech, has had an offensive coordinator who was a true quarterback guy. The two coordinators he had previously were offensive linemen.
Right.
So he seems to be better. He's healthy, and that's the most important thing. Last year was really hard for him in a lot of ways. So we've got 30 new players on this team. 11 of them are new since the end of the spring, since school started here a couple weeks ago. So I'm curious to see how they all mold together and mesh together. But South Carolina is similar. Shane's got a bunch of new players, too. They lost their back end is back on defense, but their linemen, except for their All-American end Stewart, and linebackers are all new. So there's a lot of change, and that's the modern-day college football. You want to get a feel for other teams' rosters, but it's a big challenge to get a feel for your own until you play.
Bill, the Hokies were 0-5 in games decided by 7 points or fewer last fall. That can't continue. Was that a huge point of emphasis during the offseason? Like, hey, when it gets to the fourth quarter, we have to close out these games and not lose these 3-6-7 point affairs.
I think that's why they got two new coordinators.
Yeah,
100%.
That's part of it.
Yeah. And the strength coach is new because they did fade late. We talked about this a bunch last year. You guys remember here on the show, we talked last year that after the ninth week of last year, had the game stopped at the 2-minute timeout in the fourth quarter, had you stopped the game, they were 8-0-1.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
But then you lose to Miami in the last play of the game. You lose the overtime at Syracuse. I mean, that Syracuse game, Hokies were up 21-3 in the third quarter.
Yep.
And ended up losing. Vanderbilt went to overtime and lost. So any game that came down to the wire in 2024, Virginia Tech lost. So, yeah, they were 6-6 in the regular season, but that was pretty close to a 9-win team. But the problem is that we lost a bunch of guys to the NFL. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that are gone, that have made rosters, whether they're on the team or on practice squad. So we got a lot of new faces, but they've really focused on conditioning, and they've really focused on, you know, they got dinged with 10-second runoff last year. They lost some games where the mechanics of clock management got them.
So how are you feeling about this particular game? Because Sellers is legit. He's 6'3", 240. He ran for 700 yards last year. He's like, you know, trying to tackle a tight end. A lot of people think he's certainly a Heisman candidate, and a lot of people think he's a first-round pick. Now, you're not playing down in Columbia. You're playing Atlanta. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Hokie fans down there. But And you pointed out some good points about new players on both teams, but how are you feeling about this particular game?
You know, this is going to be a total cop-out. I think this is like the first two games of the season are against SEC teams, Vanderbilt next week here.
Right.
And both of these teams have quarterback. They have the Hokies have to be a really good tackling team because between Sellers and Diego Pavia, they're playing two SEC quarterbacks who both had really good seasons a year ago and who are really good at it's third and six. You defend the play well, and they get the first down anyway. Uh-huh. I went back and watched Sellers' highlight clip from last year, and like all of his great plays are on third down.
Right.
Like the thing breaks down, and he makes one guy miss, and there he's running into the end zone to beat Clemson. And the same thing with Pavia, right? I mean, he was a handful for us and everybody in that conference last year. So we've got two SEC teams, games on Sunday and then Saturday. It's a short week. It's almost like you're taking the final exam the first day of class. They've got to be good early, and these are big games for our team, our program, our coaching staff, and we're not opening up with an FCS team. But you're right. Like both of these teams have great quarterbacks.
What's Pavia's eligibility? We got about a minute left. What's his eligibility?
He's good. He won. Yeah, he got an injunction.
So he's definitely in. Okay.
He's a well-paid Vandy Commodore.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Always love talking to you. It's Bill Ross.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Voice of the Hokies.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great weekend. Happy Labor Day.
Yep. And again, too, pregame on Team 980 at 1 p.m. and kick at 3 p.m.
This is how
Sunday.
Big this game is. If they beat South Carolina, which is a tall task, all right, and I don't think they're going to beat them, but that's just me. Then they get the home opener against Vandy. Mm-hmm. Then you get Old Dominion and Wofford, all right. You got to beat Vandy, especially after what happened last year.
That's
your home opener.
Disaster, yeah.
And then you're going to beat ODU and Wofford. So you could be looking if they can pull the upset Sunday at a 4-0 start. But again, that's a lot to ask.
After the neutral site game in Atlanta, four of the first five are at Lane Stadium. Right. And the one road trip is to NC State. So it's not like they're flying cross country to travel. Yeah. It's a pretty close game.
But in Vanderbilt, if Pavia is there, he's going to be an issue. That team is getting better.
He's a really good player. But.
Are you going to the Terps game tomorrow?
I'm not going to the Terps game tomorrow. I will go to at least one or two Terps games. Tomorrow will not be one of them.
All right,
I do hope they win by 15 points because that will keep the parlay alive.
Yes, have our parlay up. Follow us at Junks Radio on Twitter or on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Quick reminder, you can get my book, faithrestoredbook.com. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be announcing a bunch of book signings. I'll be out at some Grant and Danny field trips, some pregame shows. We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great three-day weekend. For
Bish,
Cakes, EBM, JP, B. Mitch and Finley, next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.